Morning.
Good morning. Let's see here. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Morning. Tim.
Simeon,
Yes.
I'm taking notes today, and I will leave a quarter before the full hour, and I hope Maike will show up and will take over. I ask her to do so.
Okay, great.
15 minutes.
If not, I can jump in.
Thank you so much.
If you're saying that, Christopher, do you want me to drive?
Sure.
Or we could switch and you could drive and I could step in when Kirsten leaves. I just know it's hard to do both.
Mike is here, so.
Okay.
Oh, it's
I guess we could start by saying who on CC feels it will be their time to take notes for our next meeting.
It's been a while since I have. But there may be others that
You can put me down. This is Sean.
Okay, Sean. Well done, thank you. So I guess I figured I added a little section for updates and check-ins because I thought of two things. One is I just wanted to report out that the governance changes were agreed by CC, ratified by PC, and are still awaiting TC discussion. So hopefully they will get ratified and done at some point. I thought it was perhaps timely to check in with folks on the elections group to see if there are any updates.
I know that I owe Joe a link. Is Joe here? There's Joe. Which I will send as we talk right now. Others on that group? I don't think.
Sorry, I missed that.
We are asking if there's any updates from the election committee. I said that I owe you a link, but I don't have other updates.
No updates.
But also, no concerns.
No, I think, Chris, I just need to grab the. I can't remember. Do you pass me the login for the election tool?
No, I'm doing that right now.
Cool, thank you.
Does anyone else have an update to share before we move into the bulk of the agenda? Oh, I guess actually back to the previous item. Mike is asking in chat, do we have a timeline?
Not established yet, but soon.
Yeah, because I think we've usually had a period of approaching a month to call for statements, and then they go up, and we have another period for voting. And obviously, we
Right.
want to get this all wrapped up in June.
Definitely.
Maccabee.
Yeah, I'll be very brief, and I just shared a link to a document in the chat, but technical counsel is considering possible WolfCon topics, and at least a few of them might be of interest to the other councils. So I know Todd shared this with PC, and so I'm doing the same here, especially the last three on the list, potentially talking about what Folio marketplaces might look like in a post Eureka world, as well as privacy issues and how Eureka is going across the community. If there are folks on CC interested in sort of either participating or co-leading any of those topics, please reach out to TC and hopefully there can be some coordination. The reason for reaching out is that TC felt none of these are actually technical topics. They're things with technical perspectives, but that really they have as much or more impact on community and product. So they would need some participation if we are proceeding with them. Thanks.
Boaz.
Hi, everybody. So just to say hello to Vanessa. Vanessa French is a Lehigh AUL for collections and access services, and she's joining us from as far as we know, as much as possible. So that's awesome. Thank you, Vanessa. Also, to react to what Maccabee said, so there is this group that will supposed to start meeting, chairing by Mike, about the health of the Folio ecosystem, which includes also pieces about the marketplace and other things. So we may want to kind of connect those dots after that committee starts meeting. And maybe we present together or something like that. Like, kind of depends. Just want to say that. Thanks.
Okay, so one of the actions from the summit was to think about FY26, as in coming up real soon now, membership levels and the model. And I put into the notes what Kirsten, Stephen, Kat, and myself came up with. The proposal is to keep the current membership levels the same, the logic there being we can't really decrease them because we need the dollars, and we don't really have the bandwidth time to work out a more detailed plan or recruit more members in a hurry. But we would propose adding a new Friends of Folio contribution option, which would be at a significantly lower level, $700 or more, which would be acknowledged with a small logo on the website, but it would not formally be a membership. So, from the point of view of the governance model, it would be a donation. There would be no MOU, no voting rights, and no free WolfCon ticket. We think we should then advertise this as an option to get people started. And that is the proposal. Would anyone else on the group want to add color that I perhaps missed out?
Well, I think that about covers it. We just the only color I would add would be that we want an amount that's enticing, that it'd almost be an impulse purchase for somebody who's like, oh yeah, I've got $700 to spend or what have you. We wanted to hit the sweet spot somewhere between meaningful contribution and oh, that's too much money and I can't possibly do that this year. So.
Thanks, Stephen. So, open up for any comments or discussion. Rachel?
Sorry, Sean. Just to jump in to say, it feels like a good amount for me in terms of that I found this money at the back of the drawer at the end of the year. Kind of levels. I think we should look at when everyone's end of financial year is. I assume we kind of all have the same one, but I guess globally, I don't know if everyone's is the same, and kind of target sending out letters about this at that point, a month or so before the end when people are looking at what they need to spend before the end of the year. But otherwise, I think it feels like a good level to me.
Sure.
Joe and I have been working on a letter, and many of you have seen it. It's later on in the agenda, but I bring it up here because we had, based on the summit, we added in an innocuous line at the end of it, suggesting that you could reach out to the treasurer and give some donation. So I'm just wondering the delivery mechanism, how the letter Joe and I have been working on relates to this. It'd just be poor form, I think, to send this same kind of request twice.
So we want to incorporate this into the letter somehow, would be your recommendation, Sean?
I'm asking what you all thought, how you were going to communicate this $700. Joe and I's letter, which you can see that I put a link into the notes. You can see that we just have a, we welcome any contributions kind of statement. Either we can remove it
Yeah,
from
I'm.
that, we can either remove it from our letter, or maybe we're okay sending it twice, but I just want us to know that that potential is here.
I would propose that we replace your line with a line that says, you know, if you're not ready for full-on membership, here's the other option, sort of thing, after we've put this up on the website, if we agree it. That would seem sensible to me. Any other debate or otherwise, we'll perhaps have one vote on the full package, which is the setting the membership levels the same for the next year and introducing this additional sort of donation level called Friends of Folio.
I saw a hand up from
Oh,
Paul.
sorry, Paul.
No problem at all. Thank you. I have some questions. As far as I remember from London, we had this discussion if we could adjust some membership levels because administration isn't coming together here with us, paying more €1,000 for one WolfCon ticket. And I was not sure if that is addressed. For me, it's not as helpful as I hoped, to be honest.
Sorry, can you say what you were hoping for?
To have this issue solved for institutions who want to pay more, but they need some reasons to pay more. And at the moment, for us, it's not so helpful to have a higher level, and the benefit is only one more ticket for the WolfCon. And
So
what
you're
I'm.
talking about the difference between the $700 and the 5,000.
Or the 5,000 to 10,000.
Okay. It would be my assertion that we cannot provide benefits commensurate with the level of contribution, because otherwise we wouldn't be accruing the revenue we need to pay for AWS. I don't know what others think. Kirsten?
Yeah, sorry. Writing and raising hand is not so easy. I would like to ask Paul, what about not having benefits? I mean, hard facts, but having a better reason, so more arguments why this is a good idea to pay more money. So addressing more responsibility, addressing maintenance costs, and so on. Is that already enough what you have in mind? So could we add this? Or do you really need more tickets for WolfCon or something like that, which is maybe really difficult. So I'm just thinking, because we obviously struggled with this question in the past a lot. How can we, and we I think we found a very good way forward in the membership group, how we frame this, why am I a member of Folio, and I really like the new story, and maybe it helps especially German institutions, to be honest, to have a reason why we need to pay this money. I see Mike has his hands up. You can explain that much better than me.
Thanks. Yeah. So I to me, there's a couple of important issues that we're circling around. One is, I think that it's too late. I think we all agree it's too late to really make significant changes to the membership model for this year. And so having an option to contribute, you know, Friends of Folio or something is fine with me. I do think I agree with Sean, it's important to tie that message together with any other message that we might be sending in terms of end of year funds. And then the other point I wanted to make is the members subgroup. We are working on documents that we'll hopefully be able to share with the community council soon that I think we all feel pretty good about in terms of defining or enumerating why it's important for institutions to support Folio, what Folio represents, and why it's worth donating money. And I think that we're never going to, personally, I don't think we're ever going to be in a position where someone can make an objective assessment of, is my dues or membership fee worth the money? Because as Simeon said, you know, we're not a product producing thing, we're a community. And so, you know, we're basically asking for donations at different levels, which is tough to show sort of relative value between different levels. But I guess the point I wanted to summarize with is the membership subgroup hopefully will be sending something out in the next couple of weeks for the community council to review and approve.
I just want to say that the $700 level is a good idea, I think. We should try that. And the other problem we will have in future, of course, Paul, we should try again and again to convince the other libraries to pay more in the membership. I think we should discuss that and we should try to go in that direction. And I totally support the idea of the $700 level. Thanks.
Any more thoughts, Paul?
I appreciate Mike and all the comments, and I hope we find a solution. For me, it's more about a question how to have a shared responsibility in the community, also in financial terms. And that's why I ask. I appreciate also the new level for $700, and I support that. Thanks.
Rachel.
Sorry, I just thought to raise the question, does anyone know what the risk might be of folks who are currently paying a higher level going, oh, well, you know, I'd still like to be a member of the community, but maybe I'll drop backwards to the 700 level instead. Is that a real risk? Or do we think folks get enough from what they're already paying that they probably wouldn't consider paying less?
Well, I think one argument is you wouldn't formally be a member, so you would lose governance rights at that point. I think it's hard to assess, but I suspect people will probably, depending on maybe US situations with universities being attacked at the moment, probably continue their current levels. I know I'm proposing that we do.
I think, yes, Mike, in your comment in the chat, I think it is for a different grouping. I also like going back to Kirsten's point earlier around, you know, the shift from discussion of benefits to responsibility. And I think that is something that we really need to think about around our language. And so I'm looking forward to what comes out of the group, Mike. Boaz, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I just thank you. That was the question I had, and I thought that our intent was to send the letter to as many Folio users that are there to say, by the way, do you have $700 in your, treasury by the end of the fiscal year? And if you want to become a member, here are the levels of membership, so like people can consider to become a member. Instead of spending 700, they can spend 1500, I forgot what it is, and become a member with like all the obligations of that. So I think it was more the idea of like, well, maybe there is an opportunity here. Also, as far as I know, there was a we wanted to plug in some language. I think, Mike, you shared some of that with the people that wrote the letter, to kind of also emphasize the importance of being a member of the community. So it talks a little bit about a responsibility, but also about like opportunities. So like I think we and it there is no time to change the membership dues. I think the steps we have. So it we'll see what happens. Maybe nobody's gonna give us the 700. What I think is useful sometimes when we do those things is to say that contribution is gonna help us do something. Because then people, like they know that they put the 700 to a certain, target or something that not, I don't know what we want to be saying, but that's good too. So, but it was an exploration, like ad hoc, like we coming to the end of the fiscal year, and then possibly increasing membership, as far as I remember.
Are we at a point where we can have a vote on maintaining the current membership levels as they are and adding the $700 Friends of Folio level? Okay, all those in favor, let's use thumbs on the.
Some of us have rain of thumbs up and some
Yeah.
only one. It's kind of funny.
Were you able to catch them, Kirsten? No. Okay. Chat then, please. Just write approve or yes or something. Maybe that's easier than for the
Yeah.
note taker to
Or ask for no's.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. The motion is passed. Okay, Stephen, Joe, Sean, and I don't know if Jesse's on here. Vision.
Okay, so just want to give some brief background to this discussion. Talk a little bit about what's currently on our website and kind of how we got to where we got with the vision statement proposal. So if you go look at this page here on folio.org/about, you'll find kind of a Folio mission statement and then a statement about the community. And when you click on the Learn About the Community section, there's a link at the bottom of the community section. You'll see ways to get involved, and it mentions librarians, developers, vendors, and networks and consortia. Alongside that, we consulted a vision document from 2020 that resulted in some couple of observations about the Folio platform and the vision for the community and the strategic initiatives and strategic objectives. So we kind of took all of this into consideration and really appreciate the help of EBSCO's individual, sorry, I'm drawing a blank on her name at the
Yeah.
moment. Say again.
Hannah.
Hannah, thank you. Who helped us shape this into something I think that's a little more in line with those that understanding of what the community is and what the vision for the community and the mission of the product is. And so I'm just going to go ahead and paste this into the chat so everybody can see the first draft. And I will give you guys a minute to take that in. And I'm going to shut up and let you provide feedback as you feel moved.
I will jump in to say my initial impression is positive. I think the only reservation I have as part of the product's mission is whether we should really lead from the we just want to have choice part. I feel like the second half of that paragraph is stronger if we put it first and then talk about the kind of avoiding vendor lock-in and giving us choice second. But otherwise, I think I'm pretty positive about what's here.
So Rachel's starting with it's modular.
Not necessarily starting with it's modular, but talking about being forward thinking, empowering, leading innovation, starting with that bit perhaps. I just feel like we just don't want to be stuck with the one big supplier isn't necessarily the thing you want to lead with.
I'll just add as a comment, the guide, influence, govern, whatever is an opportunity for discussion on that word directs in the first sentence. We were open to different verbs there.
That's been a hard thing to define throughout the project.
It's
We can
Simeon just jumped in around that as well. Goodness.
Kirsten, go.
I like the sentence, the community directs the development of Folio, but I don't see us doing it. And that's always the gap between the fairy tale, as I'm calling it, and the reality.
Well, so
How we
we wanted this to be aspirational, right? So
Oh, okay, that's good. And that is
let's not get caught up on what we do versus what
And
we
that is
want
great.
to
Then you are exactly
do.
aiming what I wanted to say. Okay, I'm silent. Good, Stephen. I agree. Very good.
Okay, maybe it's only me. Saying product as mission sounds quite problematic to me. I don't think that product is a mission for anything. Product is a way to get to something else. So like the other stuff I'm okay with. Actually, I like the governs the development of Folio, and that's aspirational as well.
So, the product as mission was a suggestion from Hannah, actually, because we were trying to think about this as a way of, what the community is versus what the community does. So you kind of define the vision as the statement of what we are, and the mission as product. In other words, what do we do? What do we produce? So I think that's the way we wanted to think about it.
And another common hangup we've bumped into over the years is that sort of concatenation of product and community and anything else called Folio, and really trying to consider them separately in these paragraphs.
So Kristen, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I have a different question. In the community as vision, we are framing the community around resource management capabilities, is what it sort of sounds like to me. Like Folio is a library services platform, is about libraries managing resources. And my question is just like, am I reading that right? Is that really where you want to go with this? You know, what I feel like it does differentiate, and you can argue with me if this was what you were trying to do, is it separates out discovery from resource management, because there isn't really a discovery aspect of Folio. So I'm wondering if that was sort of a deliberate choice of words, or if that's just because that is ultimately what Folio does.
Jesse can probably answer that. I think he may have actually crafted that particular section.
But most of it was hacked together from various other things. I think I missed the beginning of what you were saying, Kristen. So, and then I got invoked.
Oh, I was just noting the terminology resource management.
Yeah.
That's something that we talked about a long time ago with Folio. And that was really what we had said was like supposed to be the core of Folio was resource management. And then it's sort of our work with a resource management SIG became very much more about just acquisition. So we kind of rebranded that SIG. But if we are still thinking about resource management on the totality, my question was just, do we want to say anything about discovery? Or are we sort of saying like resource management and discovery are separate and distinct things? Or do you see discovery as part of the resource management?
I personally feel like the resource management in here is meant to cover a pretty broad range of sort of library work. Feeding discovery is a piece of that. I don't know about if we call out discovery in here, Folio is not something that's really built for providing discovery. So I would shy away from singling it out as a thing to describe here. But I think all of our, like any of the work around cataloging, metadata, acquisitions, e-resource management, and things like that, finance, etc. A lot of the core functions of Folio are all resource management. Not capital R, capital M, SIG, resource management, but managing the resources of the library.
Yeah, and I know looking at these things, as soon as you start looking at any one word, it becomes like impossible to think about the big picture. So I was just thinking about that a little bit, and I don't want to harp on it or anything. So just noting that terminology.
Thank you. Joseph, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I mean, just going back to the community as vision, product as mission, you know, just like, I feel like that was kind of like a guiding thought, and I don't know if it would stay with the document as it moves forward.
Yeah.
I suspect we'd want to rename those as just vision and mission. If we sort of, I think we left it there for this example, just to say what our thinking was of trying to consider the community when we're looking at vision, and then the product more so when we're looking at the mission, the what we do.
And responding to Boaz's comment in the chat, I agree we should let this marinate for a little bit. We just wanted to give this a hearing at this meeting to give you guys an idea of what we were thinking about. So I'm happy to let it rest here and we can readdress it in a month or so, or maybe a couple of weeks, depending on what Simeon feels is appropriate for the agenda.
I was just going to sort of try to propose a more accelerated timeline, because if things sit around, no one ever does anything because they get forgotten.
Fair enough.
I wonder if perhaps you could put a version in some form where people can add comments, leave it for a week, and then perhaps in the week after that, meet again and come back to CC next time with an adjustment. Would that be a conceivable schedule?
Sure. Do you want me to just like throw a Google Doc in there and kind of let everybody have at it, or do we want to put it on the wiki?
I think a Google Doc's much better for commenting than the wiki document.
Okay. I will do that.
Is that okay with everyone? And Maccabee, do you have something on this?
I do. It was mentioned earlier, but I want to focus on it a little bit. The issue of directing development, guiding development, influencing development, and specifically the question of, or the point that was made, that this is not the reality right now, but it's aspirational, right? The reason I bring that up is that technical counsel, I think, honestly derails ourselves on that particular question over and over again. Not so much with directing development, but as the larger topic of what we influence and what we don't influence. There's in the guiding principles, in the governance model right now, one of the three guiding principles is about enabling local decision-making authority whenever possible, and the others are about collaboration. So there is that tension between local and community decision-making, right? And we always defer it because there's not a sense of the community. So I say this now because as long as CC will be taking a week or two to think about this vision statement, you know, broadly, and whether the goal is to be aspirational or not, that would be really helpful input for TC to have of whether CC is trying to be aspirational when it comes to community leadership or more current reality based in terms of how we address things right now. I think that would be very valuable input for us. Thank you.
Christopher, then you can call on me in a minute.
I'm still thinking about what Maccabee just said. It would be interesting in the exercise that the TC has is to basically say, what is the from and to, if we make the statement of this is how we operate now and this is how vision and mission, where do we want to go? I think we're kind of at that place in the life cycle of this community, is to start thinking about where is the community and the solution today, and where do we want to go? That was not why I raised my hand, though. I raised my hand to say, as far as process, I like the idea of into a Google Doc, and let's make a reminder next Monday to say, and for those of you who have not jumped into the doc, please do and make comments. And Simeon, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, I just wanted to address Maccabee's question. So to me, it should not even be our desire to direct, because I think it's unrealistic, but that's my feeling.
Okay, I placed a link to the Google Doc in the chat. Everyone should be able to comment on that document.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I thought, just going over the set of action items from the in-person meeting, we've just discuss the first one and the fourth one. The second, there's a plan to have a group working on a longer term contribution model, and that will start up later in April, which still seems totally appropriate. There was an idea of developing an approach to measure what the community does and how much it costs now. Has there been any discussion about setting up that group at this point? Or I guess Sean's here.
No.
Yeah, and I know that Tom has been traveling the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I should we should just keep a reminder somehow to follow up on that in maybe another month or something. Obviously, the fourth one we have just talked about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Woohoo! Oh, sorry, no, that sorry, it's the fifth one we've just discussed. Sorry, the group to talk about cultivating a healthy community, is that still on track for discussion in the next meeting, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't gotten together yet, but we have a draft that we can comment on. So we'll have something to talk about next meeting.
Right. I guess we will talk about the letter in just a second. Then we had two at the end. One about thinking about line item contributions, and we didn't really decide how to take that forward other than to discuss that we wanted to do something before WolfCon. So it seems we should probably talk about how to take that forward so that something does happen. I think the comment was that this can't really come from the vendor representatives. It has to come from CC and be a proposal to them. I don't know if Christopher and Mike would want to comment on that or affirm that. I see nodding from Mike.
Yeah.
Nodding from Christopher, maybe. Okay. So other folks on the CC, I think we basically just need some folks to start talking about this. I am happy to be part of this group. Are other people interested? If I do it on my own, it's just going to be just do it. So
I'm also happy to help wherever is needed in any of this, since I was not able to attend the summit and sort of jump in on any of it. But if there's any pieces that need more input or voices, I'm happy to kind of join folks.
I will also put my hat in the ring.
Okay, so me and Johanna, Stephen.
Who was the last voice? Sorry.
Stephen, sorry.
Thank you, Stephen.
I think one more would be ideal. Four's a good group size.
I said that I'm happy to join.
Oh, and Boaz.
You want to, as usual. Okay. Happy to join. It sounds easy.
Many things are deceptive. Okay.
Well, just to be clear, that was us thinking that it's going to be great to have like a way, a percentage or like a regular amount of money that is being part of the agreements that like folio suppliers are go about. So we have income that is more positive in the end of the year, that we have and agreeing between suppliers of folio is the essential piece here. So hopefully we can get there, you know. Okay. Happy to help.
Is everyone happy if I try and schedule something, or does someone else want to jump in and take that wonderful responsibility? Okay, it's me. And then the last one we wrote down was that Tom volunteered to create a sort of draft for a blueprint, which he did, and shared via Google. And I guess we never really discussed what we want to do with that. There have been a few comments on it. We could have a sort of assigned period and plan to discuss it in more detail at a future meeting, for example, and see if we can get Tom to join, or something else.
I like the latter suggestion to, again, put it in on people's calendars for a comment, and then have an open discussion with Tom around as well, if there's any language that explanations.
Okay. Well, I'll take the action to send out a reminder next Monday again and put it on the schedule for discussion at the next meeting. Okay. Voting in the upcoming elections. And thanks for joining us, Peter.
Of course.
Actually, yes, why didn't you summarize what's going on, and that'll be better than my voice.
Yep. this is your friendly foundation infrastructure coordinator chiming in. In the past, we had the Folio project has used a combination of the members of the Slack, kind of combined and deduped with accounts that were registered in Atlassian for Confluence and Jira. It makes less sense now to use the Slack list, the Slack membership list, as the Folio membership list, because there are a number of projects that are joining the foundation and starting to use the Slack. ViewFind has been on for a couple weeks, and in the past month, the Bit Curator Consortium has joined the foundation and is starting to use the shared Slack resource. My recommendation was to use only the Atlassian membership list. There is a segmented area that is just the folio-org.atlassian.net. And we might even shrink that list down to accounts that have been active after the migration that we all made to the Atlassian cloud last year. I don't know if anybody remembers that. I've kind of washed it from my mind. That would probably be the best representative sample of people who are active in the project. Anyone that has signed into Atlassian to edit a wiki page or to make a comment on a Jira issue. Admittedly, there are probably people that are active on Slack that don't have... that aren't actively using Jira and Confluence, but I can't think of a good way to get to those users. Open to suggestions if anyone has any, or for the upcoming election, we can just run with. That's a good point, Mike. Saying in chat. Announce the new procedure on Slack and let them know what they need to do in order to vote, which is basically just create and sign into folio-org.atlassian.net.
I would like to highlight or say this is actually great to go this direction. The deduplication last year. So remember, Peter, there are. A ton of accounts in Slack, and we did the deduplication, and it brought us to about, I think it was 1,200.
Seems about right. Yeah,
that was loaded into our voting solution, the app that we use for voting, but because of the amount, it ends up being pretty pricey just to run an election. So if we move to active accounts since the migration, it'll bring us down to actually active people that are in the project right now, and that you know, as long as we make sure that people are aware of that's how you vote, we'll get a more accurate number. Sean.
Make us also less depressed when we're comparing the number of votes to the number of people we sent.
John.
And that was one of my questions. Peter, thank you for running us through this both on Slack and then here again today. Have you done any analysis? Do we have a sense of how big the universe is right now and how that relates to last time?
Let me see if I can pull that up quickly. I can search on all users. No, I'll have to export this list and then sort it by last activity date. So that will take, well, let me just, I don't know how long. I'll work on it. Only active users, yes.
Yeah, thank you. And then if you could share that with the co-chairs and they can get it to our subcommittee so that they have a sense of the universe, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we have basic agreement on this modulo, the active, non-active thing. And I think this idea of explaining on the Slack channel what you need to do to make sure you're included in good time seems sensible. Do we have other thoughts, or is this an agreed way to proceed?
I have, this is Sean, one more thought on that. Earlier on, we asked Joe about the timeline. We need to make sure we're marrying letting people know what we're doing, but also what Joe and the subcommittee needs to get it operational. So,
absolutely. And we might want to include a reminder about getting yourself on in time in the election announcements as well. Any, I guess we'll agree this one by lack of objection. Does anyone object to moving forward in this way?
No objection.
Okay. In the absence of objections, this is agreed. We already had a little bit of discussion of the draft letter. Having now agreed on the Friends of Folio level, and assuming we have a change to replace the you can make a donation by contacting the treasurer with a link of, there is, by the way, a Friends of Folio level, how do we wish to take this letter forward, and you know, when do we wish to distribute it? And any other thoughts from Sean and Joe?
No additional thoughts from me.
This is Sean. So the language I put into the letter, into the chat, and then Kristen put it into the notes, that's what's currently there. My proposal would be, because we've been noodling over this for the last 2 months, that we not dawdle any longer. Maybe one more week at a max for people to take a look, because you'll publish these notes soon. So that gives other people in the community maybe a chance if they're looking and lurking. And then our proposal was that there's a comparison to members, and then so we can strip those out and then just use the EBSCO list as our first pass, and that the co-chairs would be the ones that would send this letter out. I'm willing to, I've asked the treasurer to send me the list of the members. I can dedupe the list, but then the co-chairs would actually be the signatories to send this out to whoever is in the list. So that's our proposal. Thanks.
Sounds good to me. I might add, if there are any index data hosted institutions that are not members, they should be included as well.
Yeah, I added a comment to the document. I can provide that list.
Okay. If we have that, I can dedupe it. Thanks.
Boaz?
It's maybe just an ordering question because, like, I read the letter as like an invitation to join the community and like learn more about it, which is great. And then, you know, in the end, there is like, and there is a $700 thing, you know, so like maybe it needs to be lifted a little higher so people kind of, you know, they'd get the message. But yeah, otherwise, looks great.
We welcome suggestions. The letter is editable, I think, to everyone on this call. I will just say from the original launch of the subgroup, we wanted to be as pleasant and welcoming as possible and try to divorce. And we're trying to encourage people to get engaged.
Yep. It tweets like that. Thank you.
Do you want to set a deadline, Sean and Joe, for comments?
End of business Friday.
Sounds good. So if you got thoughts, do it now. Okay, we have 4 minutes. So this is not discussing the substance question. This is discussing how to proceed. So after WolfCon, if you remember back that far, we sent a letter to EBSCO saying, hey, we'd like to talk about what is supported as community infrastructure and what is not. And Sean, Christopher, Mark Vexler, and myself had quite a few discussions and really didn't get to any conclusion about the scope. My feeling is that if we want to sort of revisit this, we need to sort of take a slightly sort of long-term view rather than just working within the constraints of exactly what we have now. But I also think perhaps we need a more diverse set of voices. So I think my proposal would be to sort of form an expanded group, potentially including all of the previous people as well. But I would offer Christopher and Sean, if you have any thoughts on this, to share them before we open it up for a couple of moments discussion.
I am not going to add any. I think it needs to be a larger discussion, mainly partially because of the overlap of my responsibilities.
I would just add, this is super important, and the more that the community is engaged with our vision and our mission. So I think we shouldn't just let this ride off in the sunset and hope that it resolves itself. I think some active attention is important, and we need lots of smart people engaged. So please get involved if you can.
Boaz, and then I'm really pleased Mike put his hand up, because I was going to say index data involvement would seem like a great addition to me.
Yeah, I just want to say that committee that Mike is leading, that is supposed to kind of talk about the future health of the ecosystem, is going to be essential for the core structure of what it is that we need to maintain. Even defining it is going to be good to know first before we get there.
Mike?
Yeah, I am... I don't know if I would say happy, but I think it makes sense for index data to be part of those discussions. And also, I've just been around this issue for so long that I think the history might also be helpful. And so I will join that group if you guys let me know when it happens. And I do also think that others should jump in and participate. It'd be great to have some of the German networks who are doing their own hosting or sponsoring development. I mean, so all of the different perspectives I think would be very helpful in this.
Okay, well, we have reached time. I'm going to follow up on the CC list about this and actually perhaps solicit other people we might try to co-opt who are not CC. And thank you, Peter. 1,643 users, which is still quite a lot.
Micah, did you catch that for the notes? Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all. We just got to the end of the agenda.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, bye.